Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
This is a special programming edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director is here to discuss the latest regarding WPR's programming lineup and to answer your questions and respond to your feedback about what you hear or what you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guest, Mike Arnold. He is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, also our Director of Content. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Normally, Mike Crane is with us on the first Monday of each month, but the first Monday of this month was our pledge drive, so we thought we would postpone Mondays with Mike until today, and we're very happy to have you on in Mike Crane's absence. The pledge drive was a very successful pledge drive.
It really was. I want to thank everybody who contributed during the pledge drive because we really did a wonderful job with that. 4,400 people pledged, and we raised $584,000. That's quite a good result there, higher than what we were hoping for. And one thing that was really interesting about it is we saw the highest percentage of new member participation in years.
Really?
It was like 25%. And that's really important because one of the reasons we have pledge drives is to get new people to support the station because listener support is so important. So that's really good. Another thing is about 23% of the people who participated became sustainers, which means they do a contribution on a monthly basis and it continues. And we appreciate that as well. So a really, really nice way to start the year and hopefully inspire spring to come.
Yeah. You know, as a host, Mike, having a successful pledge drive like we just had is very, very gratifying. It lets us know that people care and that they value what they hear enough so that they're going to donate money.
Yeah,
I never get over that sometimes. And what do you attribute the ongoing but the special success of this last pledge?
Well, I think we have a lot of people who are pretty engaged in Wisconsin Public Radio right now. We hear from a lot of listeners who've been listening quite a bit. Another thing, which is kind of a weird theory, but it was very cold that week, and that probably kept people from going outside. If it were 50 degrees outside,
yeah.
I would not blame you for spending time outside and maybe listening a little less to the radio. But we had a nice confluence of things. A lot of people who seem really happy with a lot of things that are happening here, combined with, you know, sort of the cold weather, which keeps people inside.
So. Well, you know, maybe I should ask that question of our listeners who are listening right now. Why do you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio? Why do you support Wisconsin Public Radio? How can Wisconsin Public Radio serve you even more? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mike, I know that we also have some new audience numbers, and those audience numbers show that we have more people listening to Wisconsin Public Radio than ever before?
Well, then in a long time. For the Ideas Network, it's more than ever. We have more people listening than ever, which is really great. For overall, we're about as high as we've ever been. We're pretty close to that. So that's very encouraging as well. We've seen a lot of growth on the Ideas Network. I think a lot of people really enjoying being able to engage with issues in the way that the Ideas Network does. So mm-hmm. we don't live or die by the numbers, but it's encouraging to see that, you know, 55,000 people actually listen on a weekly basis to one of the Wisconsin Public Radio services. We've also seen a slight increase in people listening to HD channels. We have these alternate channels that you can hear on HD radios, and more cars have those in them now. So more people are listening to our all classical service, or maybe listening to news and classical service in Milwaukee if they want to do that. So that's been an encouraging thing to see as well.
Oh, that is great. The growth on the Ideas Network is attributed in part to the new show Central Time?
It is, yeah. We've seen a lot of growth in the afternoon, which is encouraging for something new. And mm-hmm. to see it happen so quickly, there has been a pretty, I think, like a 17% increase in listening in the afternoons. But we've generally seen increases on weekdays. More people are tuning in, day out to Wisconsin Public Radio, which is always a good sign. So.
Yay. Yeah, and that's right. Wisconsin Public Radio is not ratings-driven. We're mission-driven, but it does certainly want people listening to your mission, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's encouraging. I think that, you know, we're really interested in sort of leading with our mission on WPR. So, mm-hmm. and we do that, I think, pretty well. So
yeah.
We can always do better, of course.
Well, I'm happy to hear those numbers. I also am happy to hear that Central Time is going to be doing some special series starting next week. Or is it this week? Yeah, it's this week that Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert will mark the third anniversary of Act 10 in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they're going to be talking to reporters and lawmakers and local officials and union leaders about the impact of Act 10, which is also, you may know it as the Wisconsin Budget Repair Bill. It's been 3 years, so we'll find out what's going on with that during Central Time, mm-hmm. I think starting this afternoon. So.
Yeah, and there's also going to be a series on heroin use or abuse in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's an issue. Maybe you heard a news series that we had recently about the rise of heroin use across Wisconsin. It's something that's happening across the country. And on Central Time, the week of the 18th, which is next week, they'll have a three-part series on that. They'll talk to people, family members who've lost loved ones to the drug, and a state lawmaker who's introduced some legislation to address heroin abuse in Wisconsin, and also former addicts about the signs of addiction so that you can help people avoid that as mm-hmm. much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Arnold. He is the director of content for Wisconsin Public Radio, our associate director here for this special programming edition of Mondays with Mike. Perhaps you have a question or some feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio programming. We welcome that now at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, that's some special programming coming up on the Ideas Network that we just talked about. What about on the NPR News and Classical Music Network, Mike?
A couple of things coming up that are kind of interesting. We always do the Final Forte every year in collaboration with Wisconsin Public Television and the Madison Symphony. It's the Bowles Young Artist Competition, and it's broadcast live from the Overture Center in Madison. Tickets are available for that. They're free. So it's definitely worth going. It's a really fun concert to watch because you see these young performers giving it all they can, and some really good ones, I tell you. So that's coming up on the 26th at 7 p.m. We're also doing a special collaboration with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and Chorus that will be coming up on March 23rd, so right before the Final Forte, in the afternoon at 2:30. It's part of a One City, One Symphony project, which is designed to engage people in classical music. And one of the pieces that they'll be performing live is Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, including the popular mm-hmm. Ode to Joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a piece that they're going to do by John Adams called The Wound Dresser, which is based on a Walt Whitman poem. It should be really interesting. If you're in Milwaukee and want to hear it, you can listen to it on our live stream on our website, or on our free app, which is available on Google Play and iTunes stores, and on HD radio at 90.7/2. If you have an HD radio, there are multiple channels you can listen to on 90.7, so you want to put it on channel 2 to hear that.
Also have some special events that are taking place around the state where Wisconsin Public Radio hosts will be participating in them. I'm going to be speaking at the Lake Geneva a women's resource fair on March the 15th. That's next Saturday. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop on by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was asked to talk a little bit about my career and what I do here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And I thought I'd also talk about how Wisconsin Public Radio is a resource for people and can be a resource of inspiration and information.
So, well, it'll give somebody a reason not to dread the Ides of March.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know that Stephanie Elkins is going to be doing something too.
Stephanie's been hosting classical music in the morning on the News and Classical Service along with Simply Folk. And she's going to do a pre-concert talk and reception with the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra on March 29th. Stephanie's always great to meet. So if you want to meet Stephanie Elkins, it's a great way to do that at the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. That's on March 29th.
Well, we already have some callers lining up and some comments on Facebook and emails. Here's a couple of comments that came from our listener logs. Every week, our Audience Services Center is collecting information, your phone calls, your emails, and we keep track of it all. And there is a comment from a listener that says, we need to revisit the length of Central Time segments. Could we lessen the number of topics and extend each by, say, 5 minutes? It feels just as though we are getting into the meat of a discussion and the host has to wrap it up. Otherwise, Central Time is great, fresh and vibrant. I just wish we had a little bit more time.
Oh, well, that's a nice comment. It's a nice criticism and a positive comment at the same time, which is always great. Yeah, I mean, I think with Central Time, we're working on sort of the right length of the segments, and it is really evolving nicely. So we're getting close. If we're 5 minutes away, that's not too bad. I think we're making good progress, but we're always thinking about that. I think the team of people who put together Central Time have been thinking a lot about how they can make sure that the conversations are long enough that they get the point across. One of the things I think you always try to do in radio is leave people wanting more. So in some ways, there's probably a little bit of good there. But I think that's something we can keep working on, definitely.
Yeah. Another very nice comment from our listener log about Central Time. I am really enjoying your new show, Central Time. Veronica and Rob are wonderful interviewers in a fresh, enthusiastic, almost innocent sort of way. Ah, that's funny. They aren't slick like Terry Gross or Tom Ashbrook and seem to ask the questions I want asked. Please keep up the great work. Well, yeah, that's very nice.
That's a nice comment.
And Mike is also, you also hear Mike, you fill in on Central Time.
From time to time, they let me do that. I mean, it's a little dangerous. I hopefully don't scare too many people away, but it has been fun to do. It's always fun to go on the radio. In my job, I don't get on the radio as much as I like sometimes, so it's exciting. You know the joy of being on every day. It's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and sometimes it's a little bit of stress. But you know what? Mike, you do a great job, and I'm not saying that just because you're my boss. One of my bosses is Mike Arnold. He is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He's in essence our program director here at Wisconsin Public Radio, the director of content. So if you have a question about the content that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio or don't hear, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
And Joy, I would not want to go any further without saying I think you do a wonderful job every morning. I enjoy listening to your show so much.
That's They're very kind of you too, Mike. Let's let's take we have some callers, and I think it's Samaj in Stevens Point.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Well, this is a minor point, but the chapter a day choices are so Wisconsin-centric, and if not Wisconsin-centric, the choices are so insipid, i.e., the Grisham recent reading. The world is full of wonderful literature, and I just do not know why it is so limited. I mean, I listen during my lunch hour, and I mean, I don't listen anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Samaj. What would you like to hear?
Well, I would like to hear some European literature. Short stories are fine, you know. They do not have to be 500-page length novels. Mm-hmm. But European literature, Russian literature, my God, Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, yeah. Any of those authors.
Mike, what is it? What goes into the selection of a chapter a day reading?
It's kind of a mix. I think we like to mix things up a little bit. It's not all about Wisconsin all the time, although we did have a really nice series of Return to Wake Robin, which was about somebody going to their vacation home in northern Wisconsin. So we kind of mix things up a little bit. Another issue that we deal with from time to time, because books on tape are very popular, sometimes clearing the rights on stories is a little bit more difficult. But some of the suggestions you make, Samaj, are doable. So we'll definitely pass that on to the team and see if we can find some interesting titles for you.
All right. Thanks again for the call. If you have some feedback for Mike Arnold, you can call us at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or a question about why you hear what you hear. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold is our guest. He is the Director of Content for Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're welcoming your questions for him and your comments about what you hear or what you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. What would you like Wisconsin Public Radio to carry? How can Wisconsin Public Radio serve you even more? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And we have a comment from Debbie in Laval who wants to know why we don't repeat Larry Mueller instead of Q in the evenings. Well, first of all, what is Q, Mike, and why do we have Q on the air?
And Q is a daily interview show from Canada, from Toronto. It's hosted by Gian Gameschi. It's a program that tends to be focused on music and popular culture, and it's become more and more popular in the U.S., and we've had that on for a while. It used to be on at 5 in the afternoon, and we moved it back a little bit to 7. It's one of those shows where it has people who just love it, and then it has people who would prefer to hear something else. And it sounds to me like Debbie may be one of those people. I know that there are a lot of fans of Larry Mueller's show, and people love Larry, so I can understand that feeling. Fortunately for us, we do have Garden Talk on the weekends with Larry right now, and we'll keep that thought in mind in the future. You never know; there could be some other ways you could hear more of Larry on the air in the future.
Yeah, and why do we repeat shows anymore at all, Mike? If people can just listen to them on the archives.
Well, you know, it offers an opportunity for people to hear something at night. In particular, one of the things we've found is that a lot of people really enjoy hearing programs again in the evening because they didn't hear them the first time around. So that's really the main reason why we do the repeats. We also put a lot of investment in our local programming, so the more we can have people hear them. One thing that I think makes it easier for people to hear things now is that we do have pretty good archives on our website, so it's easy to go back and listen again. The benefit, I think, of having it on the radio, though, is that there are times when, you know, people are just listening to the radio, and being able to hear a good conversation a second time is great if you haven't heard it before. So we've always been impressed at how successful the rebroadcasts are in the evening on the Ideas Network, and we'll probably continue doing that for some time.
John in Ironwood, Michigan, called in to say that on Saturday mornings, all 4 NPR stations in his region of the state carry What Do You Know, which he doesn't really like. He wants to know if one of those stations can carry something else. Well, he's not... I'm assuming that he's hearing some, perhaps, a Minnesota public radio stations,
yeah, or possibly a Michigan station. It's possible that the Marquette station is carrying What Do You Know. You know, public radio is always a mix of programs you like and you don't like, and hopefully we have more programs you like than what you like, but we'll keep that in mind in the future.
Yeah. So we did, I don't know, was it about a year ago that we had some programming changes on Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike? How long ago were those? recent changes.
Something like that. Yeah. We move some things around. And we have been, we've been a little bit more dynamic about our program changes. One thing that's different that didn't exist before is that you can hear What Do You Know on the News and Classical Service and on the Ideas service, but we have it scheduled in such a way that you do have an alternative. So if, when What Do You Know is on from 9 to 10 on News and Classical, you can listen to something else on Ideas, which is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And when What Do You Know is on from 10 to noon on Ideas, you can listen to other things on the News and Classical Service. You can hear Classics by Request with Ruth Ann.
When you say that we've been a little bit more dynamic with the program schedule, what do you mean?
Well, we've been making changes. We've been trying to be more responsive to what listeners say they'd like to hear. We've been trying out some new shows, too. So we've had some new things added to the schedule. And part of it is, you know, just trying to keep fresh while we keep a lot of the programs that you appreciate and enjoy in the schedule as well. So it's sort of, you know, trying new things out. I think we're at a time in public radio where with the national programs, at least, you know, if you look at things like Car Talk, which has been in repeats for some time now, we're trying to find some new national programs that people can enjoy. So we've been trying a few things out with that, like America's Test Kitchen and TED Radio Hour and programs like that. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably do more of that. But one of the things that if you're starting to worry when I say dynamic schedule changes, we're not going to just willy-nilly be changing the program schedule. We're being very thoughtful about it. So don't worry. We're not going to just go crazy.
You don't have anything that you're going to be announcing next week terms of...
No. Yeah, nothing that I'm aware of at this point. But.
Here's another email from Pete. I wonder if this latest positive fund drive is because there are so many of us out here who don't want to lose Wisconsin Public Radio. I listen because there are fewer and fewer sources of news that treat their consumers respectfully, that strive to be objective and provide all sides of a given issue. I think Pete's got something going there, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, with the internet and all that stuff, it seems like there would be more and more choices for people. But one of the things that we found is that there are fewer places where you can go and find the approach that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, which we think is great. It's nice to be a place where you can go and count on hearing different perspectives and count on hearing a civil conversation. So, although it's unfortunate that it's harder to find that in other places, we're glad to be the place for you to come and get that because it's a really important part of what we do.
Yeah. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He is the Director of Programming and Content for Wisconsin Public Radio. Joan in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Joan.
Hi. I'm driving, but I'm going to try to keep talking.
Be careful.
I'm 81 years old. I will pull over. I'm 81 years old, and I'm a convert to Ian Gomeshi and Q.
Oh, that's great.
Because we need to know what Canada is doing, thinking, and it's just the variety he has on. And I see in society, including in my church, that we're getting older and older. We need to share with all of those younger generations, all of those people younger than 81. We need to understand what's going on over our border so that we don't build up a physical wall like we have a spiritual wall between the young and the old. Mm. I'm sorry, but I'm a convert, and it's only because I try it. Before I tune back to the UWM station, I mean, I tried it, and there were times when his program was wonderful, interesting, and...
Well, we're glad that you tuned back and that you're a convert now, Joan. That's really great.
And that's a really interesting observation, Joan. And I think it's true. I before I worked at Wisconsin Public Radio, I worked at Public Radio International, and my job was finding programs for the network to distribute to stations. And Q was one of the programs that I brought to PRI when I was there. And one of the things that was interesting, there are a couple points that you made that are totally true. One is One of the things that has really attracted to people about Q is the fact that it does have this sort of Canadian perspective on different issues, and they really appreciate hearing that. The other part of it that's interesting, and this is the case in Canada, is that Gian Gomeshi has sort of a pretty broad fan base. He has a lot of people who are younger who really like him, but he also has people who are older who really enjoy listening to the program too. And when I was working at Public Radio International, I went to Toronto and visited Gian because I was talking to him about this idea of coming to the U.S. And there was an event, and it was interesting to see the people who were there because there were very young people and there are older people. There are people of all ages there to see Gian Gomeshi. So he has this kind of broad-based appeal with a lot of people. So, Joan, we appreciate the fact that you're enjoying the program.
Yeah, thanks very much. And I hope you also catch from time to time, if you can, Joan, As It Happens. That's another show with a Canadian
perspective. It is. And that program's really been developing a lot. They used to be known for their old-fashioned theme, and they recently switched their theme. Okay. Yeah, they moved to a more contemporary sound. Some people really hate it, but it sort of does a nod to the old theme. But
it's funny how you do change sometimes. It takes a while to get used to.
Yes, indeed. I think it was hardest for them to change their theme. But that program's always fun, and a lot of people really enjoy it here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, Joan, thanks for the call, and drive safely. John in Mitchell is with us. Hi, John. Hello, John.
Hi, I'm in Nina, actually.
Okay. Hi. I don't know why it says Mitchell, but I'm glad you're Nina.
change is good as well. I agree with that. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What would you like to talk about?
Well, one of the things that changed that I didn't particularly care for was I liked Garrison Keillor on the morning.
Yeah.
On Sundays.
Yep.
Have you heard that comment?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't know what you're talking about. Yes.
You may have heard it today.
No, I've heard it before today. We have heard that from people. A lot of people enjoyed hearing Garrison in the morning on Sundays.
I think that's really a part of what I did every Sunday morning for years. I would like to see if you could get that back.
Well, we appreciate that comment, John. I know that Garrison continues to have quite an appeal with a lot of people, and we have heard that from other people. So we'll keep that in mind. Thanks for your call, John.
Yeah. We used to repeat to Prairie Home Companion from Saturday. It's live Saturday night to airing from 5 until 7 on Sunday mornings. We had people listening to it, but it wasn't like the audience numbers weren't through the roof at that time.
No, not really. But I would say it's safe to say that Garrison Keillor continues to. There are a lot of people who say that he's not as funny as he used to be, but I don't know if that's entirely true. I think he actually still has quite a bit going for him. So we hear that from people.
So as a program director, Mike, this change was made. You have heard some feedback from listeners saying, I miss what used to be there. What do you do with that feedback and audience numbers? How do you decide whether to make, change it back?
It's a balancing act. I mean, I think that we have to look at a lot of different issues. One of the things that we are interested in doing is, as I said earlier, we want to try to introduce some new programs. There are some new public radio programs out there. I think even Garrison Keillor has admitted that he may retire at some point, although I think he really enjoys the audience, and you can tell just from listening to the show that he's really having a great time. So, but there is a point where he's probably going to make the choice that Car Talk made, which was to move into to retire and continue maybe figuring out how to do the show. So I think it's important for us to find what's next beyond Garrison as much as possible.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. This is Mondays with Mike, when you can call in and ask Mike Arnold about what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Question about programming, any feedback, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John in Rhinelander's with us now. Hi, John.
Hi. I really liked it when Dave Obey called in, just like another listener. I think it kind of brought everything into kind of a talking circle, the way we've learned from our native friends in the environmental movement. Everybody's kind of on the same level, and I wish you guys would kind of artistically think about making a radio talking circle with that interaction that happened that day. It was just awesome.
Well, I'm glad you like that. Yes, in case listeners don't know what John is referring to, it was a program we did on the Ukraine and what was happening there. And Dave Olby, former Congressman Dave Olby, called in to to make a statement about what he thought was going on. And we had a guest who responded to what he had to say. So you would like us to somehow create that more often?
Yeah, it's kind of a feeling that's created. In fact, I think you guys, the producers and stuff, should come up to Harvest Camp and join in a talking circle with us and feel how it is, it works. And somehow, I don't know, I'm not a radio guy, how would you get that through on the air, but it sure felt like it when Dave Olby was on there interacting. It kind of, I got that idea. I've talked to tribal chairmen, you know, across the campfire and in the talking circle, and everybody's kind of on the same level. We can all see each other. It was awesome.
Well, thank you, John.
And I think that's really, you know, in a lot of ways, that's what the Ideas Network is trying to do every day. It's a one place where everybody, it doesn't matter whether you're a former member of Congress or whatever, you can participate in the conversation because you have something to offer. And it's something that we try to do. But I think that's an interesting idea, John. Thanks for passing that on.
Yeah, I really do. So if any lawmakers are listening now or, you know, CEOs of businesses, you can call in. And maybe that's how we can just encourage people to call in and talk about issues of the day.
And we do that. I mean, it's pretty interesting when you think about it. It's like everybody comes together. You know, there's so many, these days it's kind of harder for people. You don't have a lot of, you know, sort of civic engagement on a person-to-person scale as we used to. And a lot of times people just, you know, with the new digital technology and stuff, a lot of people spend a lot of time looking at their phones, or, you know, even kids do that. And the great thing about talk radio, I think, is that it allows people to come together and talk about issues. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can come in and play a role in that conversation. I think it's kind of exciting. But I like the talking circle idea. That's a good one, John. We'll write that one down.
Yeah, that's good. And certainly we'll talk about issues of importance to Native Americans in Wisconsin in the future as well. Let's go to Kevin in Lancaster next. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Joy and Mike. I'm one who's not going to lament ultimately the loss of Click and Clack. I know they've retired, and as you said a moment ago, there's a lot of reruns going on. And as much as I was a big fan years ago, early on, the constant effort to keep the fans laughing got a little bit too much. And I just felt like we all have cars, and we all are looking for free advice on them. And in the course of an hour, there might have been half a dozen car issues dealt with, and the Puzzler, and just a constant effort to keep people laughing. So I know there are other, or I've over the years heard on occasion, car advice programs on other stations that you know, have a more serious tone, but you get a whole lot more car advice in.
Right. Well, Kevin, thanks for that. Yeah, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who really enjoy Car Talk and continue to enjoy it. The show is just entertaining on its own, even today. But that's something we can keep in mind. When you mentioned the retirement of the Tappet brothers, it reminded me that Carl Castle is retiring.
That's right.
He has been serving as the quiz master on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He was a longtime newscaster, really nice guy. He flew around a lot he lives in the Washington, D.C. area and would fly to Chicago every week to do Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And he decided that as he gets close to turning 80, that it was probably a good time for him to spend more time with his wife and actually retire a little bit.
I'm glad you remembered that, Mike. And he will continue to provide the voicemail prize.
Yes,
winning
he will.
Thing.
He will. Carl's a great guy. I knew Carl. I used to work in North Carolina, and Carl and I used to pitch during pledge drives together, and it was really fun. He's just a really sweet man. He's everything you could ever imagine Carl Castle to be, and we wish him the best in his retirement.
So Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me will continue with a different
it will,
scorekeeper.
Yeah, it will. But yeah, it's great to hear that Carl's gonna take some time and enjoy himself. And if you enjoy Carl Castle, I think there may be some ways you can engage with him. We'll see if we can get something on our website, because I think there's a special phone line that you can call and leave a message for Carl telling him how much you enjoy his work. And if we can find that, we'll make that available to you on the website.
Yeah, I know there was a story that was posted on the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page, too, just on Friday or something, whenever last week.
Yeah, actually, I just got the number. It's 1-888-924-8924. That's 1-888-924-8924. And you select the second option, and it's a way for you to leave a voicemail for Carl, telling him how much you appreciate all the work he's done for public radio. And he's done so much.
Yes. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. This is Mondays with Mike, a special programming edition of Mondays with Mike, as Mike Arnold is our program director, our associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Often, the first Monday of each month, we hear from Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, but Mike Crane on vacation this week. So happy to shift the focus to programming with Mike Arnold. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Tomorrow at this time, by the way, we are going to have a second special all questions answered edition of On Your Money with financial planner Kevin McKinley, because we more than doubled the pledge drive goal during our winter pledge drive, decided that we would give you 2 hours of all questions answered. So On Your Money did pull in a lot of pledges, Mike Arnold, in that last pledge drive.
It did indeed.
People like personal finance information.
They do. They do. And I mean, one of the things we hear from people is that they enjoy the fact that the Ideas Network, we do a lot of sort of news and public affairs kind of things, but we also have programs that just provide information for you, whether it's On Your Money or the Larry Mueller Show, or when Joe and Terry Graydon were on with you as well and had some discussion about home remedies and stuff like that. That's part of the package here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and I think that the success of On Your Money is a sign of just how much people appreciate having a service that can help them, you know, deal with different issues that affect their lives.
It's we do a lot of politics and a lot of public affairs programming, because that is so important, but there is certainly a lot of topics that improve our lives too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's go to Jocelyn in Sheboygan. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've been lamenting for quite some time that you've switched the show On Point to during the morning instead of the 6 o'clock hour, and they have a great variety of subjects outside of Wisconsin, and I always look forward to the Friday show with Jack Beatty and then his other guests. I can't hear that anymore because I'm being able to call because for some reason the school didn't come on today to broadcast. They usually take it over at 8 o'clock, so I don't get to listen to any of the other shows like Kathleen Dunn
And so they will go back to Wisconsin Public Radio programming at 6 p.m., Jocelyn?
Yes, because I really used to look forward to, especially on the Friday when they look over the news, you know, all week. And I used to look forward to your Friday show, too, you know, with your guests.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Sheboygan. This is, I think it's the radio station at the high school, Mike, that carries Wisconsin.
I believe
Wisconsin,
yeah.
Public
and we have arrangement with some of our stations where they carry some of our programs, and then they do local programming, and that's one of the reasons why you're not able to hear On Point on a regular basis. Going back to that, the comment about On Point at 6 p.m., Tom Ashbrook and the people at On Point are extremely excited to be on Wisconsin Public Radio at the time that they are, because it allows Wisconsin listeners to take part in the conversation, because that's when the program is live from 9 until 11 every day. So And I know that a lot of WPR listeners who can listen do appreciate the fact that they can participate. I think even before that, the people at On Point would try to figure out ways of including Wisconsin people in the conversation. But when it's live like that, people really can take part in the conversation. And for you in particular, Jocelyn, if you have access to the website or a smartphone, you can actually listen to WPR, uninterrupted on that stream, on the stream online. And that's a great way for you to be able to listen to WPR even when you're not able to listen to it on the radio.
That's right. It's online. How much online listening is happening, Mike? Is that a growing number?
It's definitely a growing number in general. I think for us, we've seen an increase in usage of our stream. It's kind of hard to figure out the numbers. We're still trying to sort out the best way to track that. But one of the things we have noticed is that our usage online, people listening to the service live online or listening to programs on demand, has continued to grow over the past few years. And I think with some of the improvements we've made with a new website, it makes it easier for people to listen. We just switched over to a better streaming option online, so it's more reliable. So we've seen that increase, definitely.
Are you in charge of the content on the website,
yeah,
too? That's what I thought. So with that new website, how's that working?
It seems to be going pretty well. We've had still, some people getting used to the new site. That always happens when you change things. But we have seen a growing number of people using the site. One of the things we wanted to do in the change is increase the level of engagement that people have with it. Because before, a lot of people would come to the site and then they'd run away very quickly because they couldn't find what they're looking for. We've seen an increase in the time spent on site when people go to the website. They're spending more time with it. They're looking at more pages when they're there. We've also been working on creating specific pages that aren't just archives of the broadcast, but also sort of summaries of different things that we found out. And that's been very popular. We had a series of photos on the ice caves, which I think you went to visit the ice caves.
I just saw them on Saturday. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah. And that was a little bit frightening how successful that was. It was actually even picked up. A Mike Simonson story was linked from, I think, the Smithsonian website or something like that. And that sent a lot of people to our page, and people read that article and enjoyed that. So, we seem to be moving in the right direction.
That's great. That's wonderful. So we also spread the word about those ice caves, and they are getting international attention, and the 100,000th visitor was marked this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
With some lucky woman got a mug. Wasn't me, but
to the ice caves and all I got was this mug. Whatever. Yeah.
But it was absolutely beautiful, beautiful trip. I did post one of my photographs on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you want to see me standing in an ice cave. Let's go to Renee in Viroqua next. Hi, Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I wish that when you do a rebroadcast that you would either mention that it's a rebroadcast. Sometimes you don't know if it's live and people want to call in.
Right. Yeah, that's an important thing. We try to do that. I think we could probably do that even more. So we'll definitely keep that in mind. The thing that's great about rebroadcasts is, for people who want to call and participate, it's a challenge because you can't call and participate. But most of the people who listen to shows don't call in and enjoy hearing what people said the first time around. So we know that rebroadcasts can be really fun sometimes. We definitely need to work on anything we can to make people know that they can't participate when it's a rebroadcast.
Yeah. If you are listening to this show at night, and it's almost 10 o'clock at night on the rebroadcast, you can't call in because we're on tape.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about a listener comment about old-time radio from our listener log. I'm 81, and I live with my wife in Rochester. We've listened to WPR for years. Growing up as a kid in Maine during World War II, I had a small portable radio that provided great entertainment for late-night listening, especially I Love a Mystery, which scared me half to death. You can imagine how surprised I was to hear Adventure by Morse, The City of the Dead, a couple of weeks ago. I thought that all the old transcriptions had been lost years ago. Thanks for old time radio.
That's another one of those great programs. It has a following from people who remember listening to the broadcast the first time around, and then also, you know, children love listening to it too. It's very popular for us. I have a colleague in Hudson that I used to work with who mentioned that her son, who was, you know, like 12 years old, would always make a point to listen to old-time radio every week on Wisconsin Public Radio. So it's one of those great things where the generations come together and enjoy something. And I think old-time radio is something really special on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, I miss out mostly because of my schedule. It isn't on Saturday nights as well as Sunday nights, though.
On some stations it is, yeah. And Norman just does a wonderful job with it. Norman Gilliland is really, he really knows his stuff pretty well. So he's able to find some really interesting ones. So thanks for that comment. We really appreciate it.
Let's go to Lance in Wausau next. Hello, Lance.
Hi. Yeah, I was calling for a question for your visitor. There's a big dairy industry in Wisconsin, and it seems like the station doesn't touch base on it. I noticed you touch a little bit more on politics and this and that. But like the dairy industry, and, you know, you could have some extension students or possibly some farmers. You know, the FDA, I think, is doing a lot of things with antibiotics and the animals that people are consuming our product and this and that. And there's really not a lot, you know, since we're on the for the people, by the people type thing today.
You want to hear this on a weekly basis, Lance, not just once in a while when it's in the news.
I think you may play a farm report early in the morning once a week. I don't think you replay it. There's a couple different things. Yeah, once a week, or I'm not asking for all the playtime.
Right. Actually, we talk about issues that are related to agriculture on our talk shows from time to time, but not on a weekly, regular basis. I don't think we do a farm report in the mornings.
We don't, but that's a really good point, and I do think that's one of the reasons that we're here, is to try to spread information that's in, you know, you look back on the history of Wisconsin Public Radio, and there was a time when we had a lot more farm reporting than we do now. And I think that is a topic that, you know, we are part of University of Wisconsin Extension, and that's an important part of what they do with their agents across the state. So we'll definitely keep that in mind, Lance. Mm-hmm. That's a really good suggestion and comment, observation.
Thank you. In fact, I think the Larry Mueller Show originally was the Wisconsin Farm Report.
It was the Farm Show, I think, what it was called.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see it. Thank you so much for your wonderful classical programming, somebody reported to our Audience Services Center. My local public radio station in South Carolina replaced its afternoon classics lineup with talk, so I am grateful to have found the streaming service that delivers your exquisite all-classical music programming. I do my best when there's great music on the air. So thank you for the boost in productivity and joy as I work every day. Well, that's wonderful. And here's somebody in South Carolina listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, there are fewer and fewer public radio stations that provide classical music these days, and we're really pleased to be able to do that in a lot of different ways. We have the News and Classical Service. We also have an all-classical service that you can listen to online and on HD radio. And it's an important part of what we do. I mean, if you think about it, well, it's interesting that somebody in South Carolina is listening, but we're the single most accessible source of classical music in the state of Wisconsin. There are a lot of great orchestras that have big followings and stuff like that, but more people listen to classical music on Wisconsin Public Radio than anything else in the state. And we take that very seriously, and we're really proud to be able to do that. And we think it's an important part of our mission, because one of the things we do at Wisconsin Public Radio is make things accessible to people so that you can hear you can hear all sorts of different conversations. You can hear all sorts of different kinds of music and entertainment. So it's something we take very seriously.
All right. Thanks for that comment. And we have just a minute to go, Mike. I'm sure we'll talk to you again on this show before November's election. But given that it is an election year, that's going to be a special focus of especially news and talk programming.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We're really excited about the election this year. And the news department's been doing a lot of really great series lately. So we'll probably be doing things in relationship to the election. Also some debates and things like that. And also the poll that we do all the time, too. So there's a lot lot to stay tuned for. And you know what? Spring is right around the corner, too.
So. We can only hope. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Christy Taylor for producing this hour. Thank you for all of your calls and all of your interest. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.